You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
For those that don't spend their existence on X scrolling, which is probably actually a lot of the audience, believe
it
or not.
Most of the audience.
So yesterday, news came out that Homeland Security and ICE agents specifically, were dealt a crummy card by an independently owned Hilton Hotel. Quote, no room at the inn. Hilton Hotels has launched a coordinated campaign in Minneapolis to refuse service to DHS law enforcement. When officers attempted to book rooms using official government emails and government rates, Hilton Hotels maliciously canceled their reservations. Now, the email was made public. You'll see it here on YouTube. They've blacked out who it's from and who it's to protect all parties involved. But the subject, RE, upcoming reservation, and they wrote the following. After further investigation online, we have found information about immigration work connected with your name, and we will be canceling your upcoming reservation. You should see a proper cancellation email in your inbox shortly from Hilton. So then Kristi Noem and DHS got wind of this, and they publicly came out and blasted Hilton, rightfully so. But then the next update was that this was, in fact, from a independently owned franchise. Hilton Hotels released an official statement at the corporate level. Hilton Hotels serve as welcoming places for all. This hotel is independently owned and operated, and the actions referenced are not reflective of Hilton values. We are investigating this matter with this individual hotel and can confirm that Hilton works with governments, law enforcement, and community leaders around the world to ensure our properties are open and inviting to everyone. So I just want to stop there real quick. Now, I would assume, even though it's independently owned and operated, it's not like it's a Bob's Hotel where Bob's Hotel reserves the right to refuse service to whoever, whenever they want. It'd be like a Subway franchise being owned by somebody that bought one of the franchises that still has to adhere to certain requirements from the corporate level of a Subway. So just think about how insane this story is here, Rooney, that we have somebody who felt the need to deny law enforcement reserved rooms. And by the way, this is in Minneapolis, of all places, in Minnesota. So we know what that's about. And I'm glad that from a corporate level, Hilton came out and said, no, that's not the way we do this. We will be in touch. We do have updates on that in a moment. But just your thoughts now, because I said this earlier in the show, Rooney, to Dawn and Greg, the defund the police movement has just shifted from local to ICE agents. That's really what we're seeing now in 2025 and 2026.
Oh, yeah. I mean, ICE agents are in peril on a daily basis. It's one of the most dangerous jobs in the country. We don't give them enough credit, perhaps. But look, you know, I think it was an ideological movement to begin with, which was no less crazy, that somehow we think the concept of policing is bad. Some of that's because of moral relativism. Some of that's because, well, people committing crimes, it's not really their fault. It's something to do with how they were born or how they were raised. Or, you know, hey, listen, that's not how we fix the communities. We should send out a bunch of, social workers instead of police officers. But I think in this case, it's kind of fused the virus with TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. And they hate ICE because they view them as some sort of, you know, arm of this horrible Nazi president's Gestapo. And when that's not what's happening here, right? I mean, ICE officers are in our communities trying to remove primarily people that have committed violent crimes. ICE, because I track this stuff, releases press releases every time they pick somebody up in New Jersey who is convicted or wanted of a serious crime. Some of these people are wanted for rape, murder, sexual assault, a lot of pedophiles. We love to talk about the Epstein files on social media. You would not believe how many people are in this country who have committed sex crimes against young people. Because back to something we were kind of joking about in the first hour, other countries don't necessarily have our social norms when it comes to protecting minors from sexualization. So it's scary, and I don't know how you unwind it, Nick.
Yeah.
Right? Back to something we've been discussing.
Yep.
You know, how do you make people respect authority again, particularly when it's the authority that's trying to keep your community safe? I don't know how you fix that.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Newsweek on the ice front, by the way, according to their headline, ICE has added 12,000 new agents after their nationwide recruitment campaign. You probably have seen throughout the holidays, if you watched any TV, they are running ads for not only ICE agents that they're hiring, but also Secret Service agents. The Department of Homeland Security announced on Saturday that Immigration and Customs Enforcement have hired more than 12,000 new agents. And apparently, it's a popular position because, according to DHS, ICE received more than 220,000 applications from prospective recruits. 220,000. They surpassed the original goal of hiring 10,000 officers and were able to get it to about 22,000. I mean, 220,000 applications, that's about a quarter of the amount of applications Greg will receive for 3 to 6 p.m. coming up in a few days. Wild.
By the way, can I just say, so when you, because I'm a little murky on this because I'm very much of the belief that, like, my business, I can do whatever I want to. And I know that this is a franchisee that owns this particular Hilton. So there's different rules that come along with that, right? So like the Hilton itself, the corporation, has some rules that you buy the franchise and you have to adhere to these rules.
You're going to use our name to profit.
Yes,
you have to stick to this.
It's not like, you know, this is, like you said, Bob's hotel where Bob can do whatever he wants because it's his
right.
hotel.
That's my assumption.
Yeah. So well, that's my question. Like if there are rules around this, then absolutely they should adhere to them, and they should be liable if they're not.
Right.
But if like you buy the franchise and you get to make the rules, then these people can make whatever rule they want to.
If that's the agreement that was, you know, signed.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, Rudy, you're the lawyer. Yeah. You tell me.
It's well. I mean, I went to school with Sonny Hostin, so I don't know how seriously you should take anything I'm about to say. Oh God, that's almost as bad as the Rooney theme song.
Thank you.
Yeah. Look, I mean, you could be brought up on you could be sued for discrimination.
Sure.
In this context, right? That's the other angle. I mean, the whole franchisor franchisee analysis is important, but also, you know, could someone make an argument that if you're just blanketly refusing police officers, you're discriminating against that class? Now, it's not a protected class in the same way that, you know, race or sex or in some cases gender or age are a protected class. But if you just blanketly were discriminating against one group and you were a place of public accommodation. So it's one thing for, you know, Greg to open up some kind of like Oreo store or something, right?
Definitely.
With just... It just deals in nasty Oreos, right? That's not necessarily a public accommodation. A hotel,
true,
right?
Yeah,
that's a different ball of wax.
So apparently now the two updates. Nick Sortor, who was also out there with Nick Shirley, a lot of Nicks in Minneapolis right now. It's a Nick overload. so he was out there and he found the Hilton location where this allegedly occurred, and he's got a video of about 5 minutes up on his social media feed that shows that the ICE agents are still being denied their reservation, to which Hilton And I guess Hilton has an official Hilton Newsroom corporate PR HR type Twitter feed. And this is their statement from Hilton on a recent video, which is what Sortor posted. Statement from Hilton. The independent hotel, and you can see this on YouTube as well. And Phil, leave this up as I read it. The independent hotel owner had assured us that they fixed the problem and published a message confirming this. A recent video clearly raises concerns that they are still not meeting our standards and values. As such, we are taking immediate action to remove this hotel from our systems. Hilton is and always has been a welcoming place for all. We are also engaging with all of our franchisees to reinforce the standards we hold them to across our system to help ensure this does not happen again. So it does look like there were standards. They were not met by independent franchisee of the franchisor. And there's like obviously a lie going on here that, oh, yeah, yeah, we'll take care of it corporate. And apparently they did not, which would mean that social media grifter Nick Sortor might have gotten this one right. So I don't know. We'll see. But fascinating that you're an ICE agent and you can't crash at a hotel for the night because of somebody's politics.
Oh, yeah. This is, you know, and don't get me wrong when I say that, like, if you are a independent business owner, you can do whatever you want to. I don't agree with that whatsoever. But, you know, Dawn and I both know the case of the baker in mm-hmm. Colorado who refused to make the cake for a same-sex marriage or same-sex wedding. You know, he had the absolute right to do it because he owned the bakery. If I own the hotel, as egregious as this is, you know, it's my decision to do it. Now, if you're a franchisee and there's rules to it, then it's not. So right. I think the letter of the law is going to be on the wording in the contract.
Yeah, for sure.
Start your day with Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.